Hello everyone. We are happy to have with us Adinmati. She is a film producer and costume designer. She works in the Tamil film industry. And she is one of the jury members of Auroville Film Festival. Welcome, Adinmati.
Hello. Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be part of the 8th edition of the Auroville Film Festival. And thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. And you also have a role in education, like your background is education, as you mentioned earlier. So you are watching, you are a jury member for the films made by Aurovillian, and Aurovillian, they are mostly students, you know, studied here. And so how you see those films from that perspective, and role of filmmaking in education, in the larger perspective of education, how you...
I very strongly believe in the audiovisual media and how it helps students to learn better. So that's, I think there's been a paradigm shift from using textbooks and notebooks to watching audiovisuals in classrooms. So this is like a good breakthrough for that matter. And the films have been really great, very interesting. There's a huge variety. I must say some have been very educative also. So it's been a pleasure watching all these films, especially I think the category that we are judging, which is films made by Aurovillians. And there is a couple of entries for made by students and one about Auroville itself. So it's a great mix. Yeah.
And can you please tell us about the overall your experience at the Auroville Film Festival? How you are watching other films as well, like the Human Unity films, and the so how is your experience?
I must definitely thank whoever's curated these films, like fabulous films that have been curated from day one. I think I've been really privileged in getting to watch, say, All That Breathes or Siege in the Air or the other the Stained Dawn. I think it's been really great. It's been very. I go with a very heavy heart. Because day one, when we the film that we watched, All That Breathes, it's a very different feel. And then a film like made by two women filmmakers on Pakistan and
Kashmir
is, it's been a great pleasure. I know it's very. Which I went with a very heavy feeling yesterday. So
Adinmati, before concluding our conversation, I would like if you can share if you have any feedback for Auroville filmmakers.
This is coming from the place of a educator, okay, and not as a film producer or anything to do with film. So as a an educator, I kind of felt mentoring would help people reach their film goals even higher. So because there are a set of filmmakers who've been here, who've already had a good range of films made and all that. So if they could mentor some of the filmmakers, the budding filmmakers, then I think it would help both ways.
Yeah, it's so, about peer learning, yeah, what you are talking about. And it's a good inputs you have.
Yeah, so given. I think a little bit of mentoring would help them We might have a very international film festival kinds that will go forward then.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us, Rinmati, and we look forward to have you again with us in coming editions, and we really appreciate your support.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for having me here. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.